Relax into a comfortable position with your spine upright but relaxed, your heart area open. Take two or three full, complete breaths. Really filling up your lungs. And then completely exhaling with long, slow, relaxed exhalations. Letting go of anything you've been carrying. And call to mind something that you wish to invite into your life, something you want to ask for. And before making your request for this thing, let yourself get very present, very still. And see where in your life you may already have it, or some aspect of it. Let your mind get very quiet, like lake water becoming still and clear. And see if the thing you want, or some part of it, may be with you right now, present, but not quite visible. Just notice. And as you get ready to ask for what you want, assume that the answer will be yes. You will have it. So let seeking drop away for a minute. And picture that you already have it. If you knew completely that you can have it, would you still want it? How will you make room for it in your house, in your life, in your schedule? What new demands will it create? Notice your intentions. Why do you wish to manifest this? Does it align with your deepest desires? Does it feel in sync with what you sense the universe wants from you? If no, then make some adjustments to your request. If yes, then proceed. Once you've established what you really want, and you see that it's not already right here with you, you're ready to ask for it. Call it to mind now in crisp detail. Picture what you want with your five senses. Whether it's something tangible or intangible, clearly picture how it will manifest in your life. Picture it visually. Notice any accompanying sounds, tastes, smells, textures. Vividly bring to mind this thing that you wish to call into your life. And with a light heart, ask for it. Ask the universe for what you want, clearly, cleanly, powerfully. Even if you desperately want it, inwardly ask the universe in a playful way. Bring some lightness to your request. Even if it feels right, some humor. Maybe you're doing an imaginary cartwheel. Maybe you're swinging on swings. Maybe you're asking in a funny voice. Asking playfully does not mean you're denying the seriousness of your request, the sincerity of it. You're simply unclenching your fists. You're offering up your request freely, lightly, with open palms. Whatever it is, say to yourself, "I'd love that job. I'd love to work on that project. I'd love to have that experience. I'd love to visit that place. I'd love to feel a certain way." The joy of your wish has its own creative power. Feel the lightness of that and how we naturally want to help each other fulfill those wishes. And so now take a moment to clearly, cleanly, joyfully, playfully ask the universe exactly for what you want. Now consider the people who can help bring this into your life. Who can you ask for help? Who is the first person who comes to mind? Who is the second person? Envision asking for their help. Asking on the basis that they can say anything back to you. They might say yes, they might say no, they might say maybe. Any answer is okay, because it's not personal. It's just information for you. And so freely, with your palms open, picture yourself in the hours or days to come, asking this person to help you with your request. The act of asking is itself a gift. You are offering someone the opportunity to be generous. And so now clearly picture how you will ask. Will you send an email? Will you make a phone call? Will you suggest meeting in person over a meal or taking a walk? Picture it clearly. And with that same joy in your heart, ask for their help. Ask how they can help you bring this thing into your life. Picture their response, their smile, their hesitation. It doesn't matter. You don't need to sulk or be offended if they can't help you. It's not personal, it's just information. Whatever they say, then you can move on to the next. Whatever they say is in itself a help. When you ask for what you want in a clear way, energy organizes around it. That's the organizing power of a cleanly expressed desire. People respond, they welcome it, especially when they know they can say no. A clean ask can take a clean answer. Voicing our desires helps other people do the same. It empowers both sides. And so, freely ask. Once you've pictured asking for what you want, feel and sense the aliveness of it already happening. Like a butterfly inside a chrysalis, trust the unformed version of it coming into form, perhaps in a way you didn't expect. Keep your palms open. Don't hold tightly. Let it manifest however it wants. Trust it. And now, with all the fullness of your heart, the lightness of your being, you have asked the universe clearly for what you want. And you have committed to asking people for help in the days to come. Now free yourself. Release all attachment to any particular outcome. Let this wish dissolve like sugar into water. You have offered it to the universe, and now let it go. Immerse yourself into this moment here. Sit sense your deep connection to the living energy field that sustains you. Your alignment with the energy that imbues all of creation, your connection to that. Sense the great fullness of life within you right now. Take another full, complete inhalation. A long, slow exhalation. Feeling gratitude for this very breath that sustains you, that gives you life. And noticing all the abundance already in your life, your friendships, your loved ones, your belongings, your shelter, your safety in this moment here, and your freedom to love. Let yourself feel gratitude for all of that wealth. Bask in it. And in the hours and days to come, whenever you see a passing cloud or a breeze move through the trees, or hear a bird singing, ask the universe again exactly for what you want, with joy in your heart and gratitude for the ways in which it is already forming within its chrysalis. With openness to however it will surprise you in the particular way it manifests, asking those around you for assistance, knowing you are giving them the gift to be generous. Trust your wishes and let yourself be surprised.